Oh, here we are. Here we are once again. Misguided shenanigans. My name is Nick. Of course, with me, as always, my brother from another mother, Finny, on the other end, on the west coast of California.
We're coming to you coast to coast,
damn,
my friends.
Damn.
Coast to coast.
That's crazy. Hey, before we get started, need to shout out this Cold Mountain Highland Brewing beer is so hard to get in North Carolina. It just came out Monday. I was able to get 1 6-pack. That's it. That's how popular this beer is, and it's fucking delicious. Just saying. Anyways.
It's like Pappy's Bourbon then, when that hit big in Kentucky.
Yeah. This is every year this beer comes out at this time, and it's gone. It's gone. Can't get it. So luckily I got a hookup at Ingles. Guy hooked me up. So I was like, yeah, preach, bruh.
Hey, you know, my dad got a job at Ingles for his retirement. Needed something part-time to do on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing he needs, you know, he just needs a little extra spending money, you know?
Yeah, shit, they're paying $15 an hour. Why not?
So,
retired?
Yeah.
Dude.
My dad appreciates
do it. Hell yeah.
His stock that he gets, or if he gets, I don't know. He may not, he's part-time. I don't know. Probably not.
I doubt it. All right. So listen, tonight, today, wherever you are on the coast or in the United States, I've had a couple of beers by now. So
we're going to get into a really deep and serious topic. And I'm not sure if some of our viewers or listeners can really handle this because
I don't know.
This has been a big, hot topic and a very big debate that really puts people on one side or the other for the longest time.
It scares
me. And we're here to settle it, you know, but we may offend some people. We may cross some lines.
We might.
That topic and what we're going to discuss is very near and dear to a lot of our hearts.
It is.
And it just needs to be discussed.
Yeah. What is it? Just tell them. Just go. Just tell them.
We're going to go through the debate between Mac and PC.
You know what? That's too much. Let's stop the podcast right here. That's it. It's too much. Can't do it.
You know, did we cross the line already?
I think we did.
I think there's too many lines drawn to really get into this. But you know.
Listen, let me start. Let me just start.
Floor is yours, sir.
I have always been a PC guy. Always been a PC guy. And then I got this MacBook Air. And it's a million times better than any PC. I had a Beats PC, you know, laptop. We've had several Dell desktop computers. I don't have an Apple phone at this point, but I'm sure that's coming soon.
I need an upgrade. I'll pass you mine.
Sounds good. I hate Windows. I work on Windows PC. I hate it. I can't stand it. And since I've been working with this podcast on the MacBook Air, it's completely changed my outlook on Mac. Because you know me, bro. For years, I was against anything Apple. And it wasn't anything like personal to Apple. It looked too complicated. And it just happens to be a lot more fucking simple than a Windows PC.
So that's the topic for tonight's discussion. So there buckle up. If we offend you, we don't apologize.
No.
Because this conversation needs to be had.
It does. It's important to the world.
Our viewers probably thought we were talking about politics.
They probably did. And that is not something we go into. But I guess this could be considered politics.
It could be.
Because there's a right. And there's a left, bro. Right, you got the Mac. Left, you got the PC, or vice versa. Whatever the fuck. I don't care. Whatever.
I'm going to see if there's a right and there's a wrong.
Oh, there you go.
I know I'm going to offend some people, but I'm okay with offending people.
That's all right.
The right is the Mac. and Apple, and they're wrong as everybody else. And I'm sorry, but you're just wrong. You'll realize it eventually. You'll come over eventually, or you won't. And that's okay. You can choose to be wrong that you're right.
Yeah.
You whatever live in America, free, but you're wrong. And it's okay. It's okay if you're wrong.
That's true.
Those of us who are right, enjoy our Apple products.
I love this MacBook Air, dude. I really do. It's incredible. And this is not like, we're not sponsored by Apple. We're not paid to talk about Apple or Windows or PC. We're not fucking, this is simply our personal opinions on the matter. But this MacBook, dude, is number one, the memory is fantastic. The speed of the computer is fantastic. And mind you, this is probably 3 years old.
Four
years old, the MacBook I've got. And it's just absolutely fantastic. Like I said, that's what you're looking at me on. If you're on YouTube right now, I got the MacBook Air. I mean, it's literally, it's a night and day difference. I mean, cause I talked to you when I got it and I was like, dude, I'm nervous. Cause I don't know anything about Apple. Never have. At some point I was like, I never will. I don't give a shit. I don't care about Apple, but it's just a night and day difference, man. It's so much easier to navigate. Like I said, much more memory, storage capacity, all the whole fucking nine, dude. I don't even know what to talk about here because half of it, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about what I got.
Well, let's start here because, all right, when I got into Apple products, I was like, Apple's a fad. iPods are fads. Like, I don't want to be a fad. I don't want to get those Apple products. And so what I do, I got an Android phone and I had a PC that I built and I had customized and I liked my PC and I liked my Android. And then my Android was just dirty to me. Did me raw. It was wrong.
Wow.
It sit there and went black and kept rebooting. It got hot in my pants and I pulled it out and the thing like was like dying. I'm like, why is my phone dying?
Hot in your pants.
It was like the thing kept heating up for it kept rebooting over and over and over again.
Huh.
And it was like, it was one of those stories where it didn't catch on fire. I wasn't burnt or anything like that. So don't take it that way. But it was getting really hot and warm.
Yeah.
And I pulled it out. I'm like, what's going on? Like what the hell? So pulled it apart, pulled the battery out. And it's a known issue for Android at the time. And this is probably around the iPhone 4. So we're at 13 now. So that tells you how
Jesus
long
Christ. It was. Yeah, wow.
Actually, this is before the 4. The 4 was about to come out when this happened.
Huh.
And I'm like, this sucks. Like, I've had this phone for 6 months. It should last me, like, a couple of years. Like, my old flip phones and my Nokias and my beep beeps and my brick phones. No, this one lasted 6 months. And I'm, like, kind of pissed off.
Yeah.
Not happy. So, I go and get an iPhone 4. And I'm, like, you know what? I'll bite the bullet. And I was, like, oh, holy shit. I'm never going back. This is the greatest thing to sliced bread. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And what made it amazing wasn't because it was an Apple shiny phone. It worked as intended. Mm. It was easy to use.
Yeah.
Functionality made sense to me. Like when I clicked things, it did what I wanted, not having to figure out how to click to get it to do what I wanted.
Right.
It's very intuitive. And so then it took me on a long journey. And then people started getting iPads and I'm like, I'll wait. I'm not sure about this. But I was no longer like, I'm never getting this. Then I wound up getting an iPod. And I was like, holy cow, I can store all of my music on this thing. And it's amazing. And then I got an iPad. And then we got Macs. And I was like, in college, I was using Macs for graphic design. And because I went back to college in my 30s. And I was like, holy hell, like, why am I using a PC? Like, why am I using, like, PCs are archaic. Like, they're built to fail. The way they load and do updates, like, cause them to get slow. And I'm using Macs at a school that are 4 years old that work faster than my brand new laptop I bought 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And it's got better memory, better RAM, but this Mac works faster. Why? And so then I started like doing research and different things. And I was like, you know what? That's it. My family is a Apple household from here on out. And it wasn't because I Apple is the greatest thing. No, I actually was an Apple hater. I hated Apple. Thought they were the devil.
Yeah.
And I became a believer. So fast forward, Nick, I knew you and I have had conversations. You're like, man, I can't pay that. Like, yeah, that's fine for you, but I'm not going to do it. Like, that's just extra money, right?
Yeah. 100%, man. 100%. But I would buy this computer 100 times over, even if it's 4 years old. You know, it's crazy. And it's weird for me to sit here and say that, because I was never an Apple guy ever.
No.
But now I feel like I need an iPhone, which is disgusting because I don't want to pay that kind of money.
I got an Apple Watch, an iPad Pro, a MacBook Pro, an iPhone. My wife's got an iPhone. My wife's got a MacBook Air. Both gold rose color to match her phone and her watch and her computer all matches.
Sure. Of course. Why not? Make a match.
They even make these little Apple dots now that find your stuff, like your keys and stuff around your house, so you never lose them.
That's ridiculous.
You say that?
But you can't lose your keys in your house.
Have you met my wife?
Yes. Yes, I have. Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair statement. We were Jody, I do love you.
We were using Tiles for a while, and I thought Tiles were a good product.
Yeah.
But they wear out after a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
Apple stuff kind of lasts longer. You know, it's just where I'm at with things. Apple bought Beats to create their AirPods. You bought the best headphones on the market to create your headphones.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
They created Pixar. Apple created Pixar. Disney Pixar was created by Steve Jobs. Oh,
are
yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Did you not know that?
I didn't know that.
So Pixar was created by Steve Jobs and Apple, and they sold Pixar to Disney years later. But Pixar was originally a Apple product, which before the pandemic happened, Disney was set to acquire Apple. Now we'll see if that still happens, but.
Oh, that's true. I did remember hearing that.
Yeah.
Huh.
But Pixar, one of the greatest animation studios of all time, back when they were throwing around ideas for Toy Story and Finding Nemo and all those.
Yeah.
They were a part of Apple.
Well, I kind of feel like there was really no argument here. So I kind of thought we would have an argument. And I have nothing to argue about right now.
So I've thrown out a bunch of facts and gave my side, but now Maybe the argument can come. You were a very Apple skeptic. You were a very PC guy because you're it's affordable. It's easy to use. Apple's too complicated. Apple costs too much and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And so for years, I've been buying iPhones and stuff and you're like, yeah, I'm never doing that.
Right.
And I kept telling you like, dude, I take my iPhones and I give them to my dad. And my dad uses my old iPhones. And you're like, well, that's kind of weird. Like, why is he using an old cell phone? And I kept telling you, because they work almost like the day I bought them. Like, not quite, but almost like the day I bought them.
Pretty close, sure. And that was something
like, you were like, bullshit, right?
Yep, 100%.
And so, for those of you who don't know, over the summer, Nick had this Beats laptop.
Yeah.
And we ran into some technical difficulties with recording and different things, right?
Several technical difficulties. It was disgusting.
Bandwidth running low, internet connections, programs not working, like PC issues out the wazoo. And I was like, you know, wife's getting a new laptop. We could trade it in and get $100 for it, or I can You know what? I'll send this to my buddy Nick. Gonna send him this MacBook Air.
You didn't even send it. We met in Holland, Georgia.
That's right. Yeah. I brought it to you.
Yeah, man.
I was like, dude, I'll bring it to you. I'll get it all set up. You're gonna like it. This should fix it. We'll see how it goes. What was your thought?
Oh, my thought was like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You're like, bullshit.
I was like, this is way out of my league. I literally did not think, and I'm fairly computer literate, I like to think, but I was like, dude, I've never had an Apple. I don't have any idea how it functions. But I mean, you know, we met up, I got it from you, came back here, started messing with it, and it's the easiest fucking thing I've ever done. It blew my mind, man. It literally blew my mind.
And it was faster than your other computer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, for those of you that have been following us on YouTube since the beginning, I started on that laptop, the Beats one, and it was real chunky, went in and out. On my last podcast, I used it, Misplaced Enthusiasm. I used it, and it was real chunky in and out. And this has been flawless, man. I mean, when I was doing it in the garage, I can't now because it's fucking 29 degrees outside. This MacBook, dude, it's, I mean, night and day difference. Night and day difference. I love it.
So you love it because it's easy to use.
Oh, yeah.
It's faster and works better than your other stuff, right? And I'm sure there's going to be some listeners and some viewers are like, oh, it's just because you didn't have enough RAM or you didn't take care of this and that and the other. No, we tried because we both work in tech industry. Yep. And so either we know how to do things or we have friends that can help us with things. And yes, everyone tried to no avail to get other equipment to work and nothing worked as well as this did. And this came... Yep. Just rebooting, reset the factory settings, put in all the updates. It's 4 years old. I handed it off. That's all I did. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. I mean, we did literally everything we could possibly do. I reached out to friends of mine that were like, I'm not in-depth tech knowledgeable, but I know people that are.
But you know how to run like internet speed tests. You know how to troubleshoot a few common things. Like, you know, it's not like you're a noob, but you're not an expert, right? You're kind of in between. Right.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, we ran several tests and stuff on the old laptop and just nothing worked. Nothing worked. And this has been amazing. Amazing. So I can't thank you enough for one. And I'm sure the listeners can't thank you enough either because they can see me clearly and listen to me clearly on Spotify. So, you know.
So now here's the next question, because you've had a little bit of the taste of the Apple products. What's your next phone going to be? Are you going to do it? Are you thinking about it? Are you leaning towards it?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely leaning towards it. The new Samsungs, because I've been a Samsung guy from years ago. I mean, we had the S1, I think. I don't even remember. Was it the Galaxy S1? Galaxy? Something like that. I mean, and we've been Samsung, you know, pretty much all the way up until now, till they came out with this fucking stupid flip phone. But yeah, I think like Jay, my oldest son's got an Apple and he's like, I think his is a 11 and he's like, I'll never go back. So I think we're going to have to try Apple. You know, we're due for an upgrade, but I'm not looking to make the payments at the moment. So once we hit that mark, then maybe it'll be an Apple. Maybe we'll be an Apple family too. Zach's been begging me for an Apple phone. Like, bro, you can't even take care of your fucking Samsung A1SV bullshit that we get for $1 a month. So the fuck, you're getting an iPhone. Not happening.
So here's the funny thing, right? My wife, I'm convinced that she has like, and I don't mean she's a negative, like horrible person. Not by any means, no. But some people have like positive energy that when they touch things and things, and some people have negative energy, which they need to wear like bands and bracelets because they'll zap an electronic and it'll fry it.
Right.
My wife's one of those people where she can touch a electronic, a phone, a computer, and things don't work as they're supposed to sometimes. Like, yep. She needs to make sure she's grounded before she starts getting onto things. And so I mean it from a scientific sense, not a emotional sense, right? So she gets an Apple. She goes from like the flip phone stuff after seeing my Android, seeing it blow up. She's like, yeah, I'm not getting an Android yet. And then she sees my Apple. And she's like, ooh, I want one of those. So she gets an Apple. Have it for years. And then she's like, ooh, Samsung came out with this indestructible phone. So we trade in her phone that she's had for 2.5, almost 3 years.
I remember that.
The day we go to trade it in, she drops it and cracks the screen. Okay. Kind of figures. So now we don't get the trade-in value that we would have, but that's okay. But it lasted several years. So she gets this brand new, indestructible Samsung Galaxy phone. It's camouflage. You can take a beating. You can throw it down a river and hit some rocks and it'll be fine, right?
Supposedly.
She's with the kids. She's had it 3 fucking days. 3. Count them. 1, 2, fucking 3. 3 days she's had this phone. She is leaning less than 2 feet off the ground. She's bending down with the kid, has the phone. The kid knocks her hand and she drops it. Not like throws it or anything. Literally, like, it falls over her hand, smacks, cracks the fucking indestructible screen.
Yeah, man.
3 days.
Yeah.
Ever since then, she's went back to an Apple. And, of course, we get screen protectors and stuff. But come on, man. That phone was indestructible, and it didn't last for 3 days.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But that's the other thing. And I feel like maybe Apple is different now. But nothing's made to last. I mean, we've got LG right now. And it's been a superb phone. I've had it for 2 years, still works pretty decently, you know, not great, but yeah, I just want something that's going to last more than 2 years. Cause I mean, the network slowed down, you know. I feel like Android and Apple may do it. I don't know, but I feel like Android, once you hit that 2 year mark with your contract or with your, well, it's a no contract deal.
Yeah.
Quote unquote bullshit. You know, the shit starts to slow down, and ours have done that. But like I said, we're not ready to fork over the cash, especially right now with Christmas month. And what is it? A month and a half. What's the date today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Month and a half away.
Getting close.
Or a month away, whatever it is. Not willing to do that, but it just, you know, nothing today. I mean, and you look at anything, right? TVs, anything, nothing is made to last anymore. I mean, how many years did I have that 32-inch Sanyo tube TV, bro? How many years did I have that thing? My dad.
Oh, wait, hold up. Oh, wait. Go ahead. I got another story for you after this. Go.
My dad just got rid of that Samsung or Sanyo 32-inch tube TV 2 years ago at Christmas when we bought him a flat screen.
Nice.
So when I was 40 years old, 2 years ago, my dad got rid of a 32-inch Sanyo tube TV. Those of you younger folks won't know what a tube TV is, but that's okay. Most of our listeners are like 35 to 46, I think, is what it said on Anchor and Spotify. So you'll know what I'm talking about. But like, shit today is not made to last, man. It's not made the same as it was years ago.
It's not.
It isn't.
It really isn't. All right. So let's talk about some products from the past, because this brings up a really good story for me. You may not be happy with the story. I know you've heard the story a couple times, but
okay.
I really enjoy the story. I don't know why, but I enjoy the story. So I remember when DVDs became a big thing, you bought this Philips DVD player. It's like the prime of the prime DVD player at the time, right?
I did. I bought it.
Yeah. Yeah, when we were teenagers. I think you bought it with that Sanyo TV, to be honest.
Yeah, with that TV. Yeah, 100%. I remember that. Yep.
All right. And so I remember this one New Year's.
We watched Star Wars on it.
Yes.
The first movie that we watched on that was Star Wars.
Yes.
Episode 4. Yeah.
So you go to a New Year's Eve party, and me and our friend Bobby.
Yeah.
Mr. Edgley.
Yeah.
Me, Bobby, and a girl I'm dating at the time, hanging at your house, hanging out with Bobby, drinking a little bit, pour a glass of wine or champagne or something on top of that DVD player, and it shuts down.
No, I never knew this.
We told you once. I think you might have been drinking, so you probably don't remember.
Oh.
So let's go.
That's probably true.
It shuts down. It stops working. And we're like, oh, no, what are we going to do? Because at the time, these things were like $150 or $200, right? And
yeah, they weren't cheap.
And that was like, I mean, this is the 90s, so that was like a paycheck for us.
Oh, yes, it was.
So it was like, what do we do? What do we do? And so we're like, oh, no, like, we can't believe this happened. So all of a sudden, like, we're having a good time. And then it was like, boom, party over. We're all depressed. We're like, oh, this sucks. This just sucks.
Mm-hmm.
We try to dry it off. We take a hair dryer to it. Like, we're doing everything to make this fucker work again. We're praying. We're on our knees. We're having Bible time. Like, we're like, hey, we'll never drink again. Just make this DVD player work before Nick gets back. And you were supposed to be back. And so, and this all happens fairly early in the evening, right? And so you're off. We're there. We start drinking. I think this all happens around 9 o'clock. An hour goes by and we're just like, how much do you have? I got like $50. He's got $20. All right. So we're trying to put money together at this point. We're like,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is where this is going. We're like, man, like, we messed up. And okay, Bobby and you were roommates for a time, right? So that's why we were at your house with the DVD player.
Yeah, yeah.
So all of a sudden, the fucker pops on and starts playing a movie. After we've been trying for an hour to get this thing to work, we're doing all these tricks. We unplugged it. We blew dry it. We dried it off. We even, like, I think we even unscrewed the top part and tried to make sure everything was dry and clean and then screwed it back on.
What?
Yeah, dude. Like, we performed surgery on this thing. Bobby can attest to this. We performed surgery on this thing to get it to work. Like, We had an altar and everything to sacrifice to make this thing work again. Like, we were doing everything we could because we're like, man, this is like Nick's new toy. Like, holy cow. So talking about things the way they used to be, you do that now to anything, it dies. It's dead. 100% done. You gotta buy a new one.
Yep.
This fucker comes back to work. And we're like, holy cow, this is amazing. Let's drink more. Woo! Party, celebrate. Yes.
You come
home. You don't notice a thing. It works perfectly. How long did you have that fucking DVD player?
I probably had that.
10 years? See.
It would have had to have been just about, well, yeah, it would probably had to have been about that, I would think. Because that was back in
98, 99.
Yeah. And that, well, because I bought a Blu-ray player, I think, when Blu-ray players came out.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
But like, when the DVDs came out, I mean, that was the shit, man. Like, I worked at Kroger Video at the time. Everybody was all fucking crazy for DVDs. Man.
But even, I think when you had your Blu-ray player, didn't you still have that thing and it still worked?
Yeah, because I think I passed it on to my parents after that.
And that fucker still worked. Worked after that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're probably thinking, oh, what did you do? Spill a teaspoon? No, we spilled a whole fucking solo cup of, like, champagne on the DVD player all through the holes.
Jesus Christ. That's insane. It's insane, man. It's insane. But that's the one thing I do, man, is I take care of my electronics. And I mean, my dad had that TV up until about 2 or 3 years ago, may have been 3, when we bought him the flat screen. And it still worked. Like, he donated it to, I think, well, it's Salvation Army or one of those. And they're like, no way this still works. And they plugged in, like, all right, yeah, we'll take it, because it still worked. And it was Sanyo. Sanyo doesn't exist anymore. It's not a thing. It hasn't been for years. But man, one of the best TVs I ever had. It's all I bought up until we started getting flat screens. And now it's all Samsung. I won't buy anything but a Samsung.
Well, I think that goes back, though. It's not just about taking care of the product. That's part of it. You got to take care of the product.
Right.
The other thing is, sometimes paying a little bit extra for a good quality product is worth it, because I know this started off with a debate on PC versus Mac, and I know Macs are more expensive. But if you look at how a Mac operates now versus the day you bought it, and how much money you spent versus buying PCs and having to replace them.
Yeah.
You're going to spend a little more upfront, but the longevity and how long you keep it is going to last so much longer, especially if you take care of it and do what you need to.
Right.
Plus, with Mac, you don't really have to have virus protection. With the PC, you've got to pay $100 for virus protection every year.
Yeah, we pay Best Buy for that shit.
Yeah. You add all those things in, you know, sometimes splurging a little bit actually helps. Do your research. Buy good quality products.
Yeah.
Then you won't live a life of disappointment.
You won't live a life of disappointment. Don't forget it. You heard it here first.
And on that note, go take a bite of an apple.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Or drink another beer, because that's what I'm going to do.
Or do some more vaping. Who knows?
Or do some more vaping. Either way, works for me. All right, guys. Well, listen, this was another short Misguided Shenanigans, which I think we're going to keep doing. Shorty but a goodie. That's right. But listen, guys, YouTube, follow us. Facebook, Instagram, Misguided Shenanigans. What else are we on? TikTok.
Misguided Shenanigans at Outlook.com. We're on TikTok now. Our videos fucking suck, but it's okay. We'll get better.
That we will. Quality we will. And we do want to have some guests. So if you are interested, email us at Misguided Shenanigans at Outlook.com. We will talk pretty much about anything except for fucking politics. We don't get into that shit. But follow us. Otherwise, listen, another week in the books. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.